Bobby the Boomer. His mission is to inspire belief, rekindle his clan's fire, to revive the hopes and dreams of his tribe so they will rise up once again. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
Nope. It's Bobby the Boomer. Bobby the Boomer. Hey, Bobby. Bobby boy.
Yes, Grandpa.
Go fix it the world. Here's Bobby.
Hello, this is Bobby the Boomer, the Baby Boomer's buddy, saying to you hello, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time of day, wherever you are listening to this here episode. I just want to say hello and hope you're doing well. It is almost sunshiny day. I guess spring has sprung, and with the change of time and the rotation of the sun and all that there, location where we are here in Chattanooga, Tennessee, the sun's coming up a little earlier and it's staying up a little later. Yeah, getting longer days. So I'm seeing a little touch of the sky right now instead of dark. Sitting here in my non-mobile studio and getting ready to do the episode entitled Family Part 2. Family Part 2. Yeah, I kind of sped up past the first episode. I just kind of wanted to get it out there, so I kind of zipped on through. So I thought I'd spend a little more time talking about family. I was going to talk about how important family is, and I might still do that, but I'm thinking, you know, as I was getting ready to do this episode, I was thinking, hey, wait a minute, what if you don't have any family at all? Maybe you're the last of the Mohegans, so to speak. You're the last one in your tribe. My mama's 98 years old, and it's looking like she might outlast all of us. I like to say she's on the Jesus welcoming committee. She'll be here waving him in when he comes back. She's in good health. She takes care of herself, so she's doing well. But maybe you are the last one in your tribe. Maybe you don't have any family. So family, you already know family's important, but there's no family to hang out with, no family to go visit, no family to visit you. So what do you do about that? I'd like to try to give you a little encouragement, because even if you don't have a physical family, you can create a family. Yes, you can create a family whether you're young or old. And the folks that I'm talking to primarily are my baby boomer tribe. But if you're young or if you are older and you are without family, well, what could you do about that? I got to thinking about that and I thought, well, you could create a family. You know, family doesn't have to be blood family. I had a saying that blood is thicker than water, but spirit is thicker than blood. So if you are religiously inclined or spiritually inclined, you could have folks in your church, synagogue, mosque, or whatever religious or spiritual establishment that you visit. You could have family there. Yes, and if you have family there, then you have folks you can hang out with, do activities with, just break bread with, discuss things, the daily lives, you know, like minds like to hang out together, or birds of a feather stick together. So might want to do that. Look into your church, your synagogue, mosque, whatever spiritual institutions you have. If you are in an area that has community centers, you could do that. You could join groups and clubs, and you could have social groups. Yeah, there's a lot of Facebook groups or fan, they used to call them fan clubs, but there's a lot of groups. There's a lot of groups online, but why don't you use online to find groups that are in your local area that you could hang out with and have family with, or create a family with that you could visit and be encouraging and helping each other. Talking about that, there's a lot of folks all over this world that need help. You can join community services. You can join church services. Even if you don't go to that church or synagogue or mosque, if you're helping people, you can find folks that are helping people. The internet is awesome because you can googly woogly almost anything or use whatever browser of your choice. And you can just ask a question, type it in, or use your smarty pants phone, push the little button and say, Siri, or whoever she is or it is or whatever. You can just push the little button and say, hey, Echo, Siri, whoever the smarty pants, smarty artificial intelligence thing is. You can say, hey, what is in my community that I can go help people, or what community services are there, or what activities are there of, and then you can fill in the blanks. If you like to dance, you could go to places that do dance, you could build a family there. If you like to just listen to music, you might go to places that have music on the park or music in certain areas, some schools. If you like to go to plays, I don't know what you like, but if you like whatever you like, and you like what you like, so whatever you like, you could go online and look for those kind of activities, and then you can start going to those activities and enjoying it. And if you are not a total introvert, you just kind of keep to yourself all the time, you don't talk to anybody, you don't want to be around. Well, if you don't want to be around anybody, then you probably don't want to have a family anyway. But if you are just shy, well, try to get out there. Try to just smile. Sometimes, you know, a smile, you don't have to say a lot of words. You don't have to start a conversation. You don't have to walk up to somebody and say, "Hi, my name is so-and-so. I'm looking for a family. Where are you from? What are you doing?" You don't have to do that. Just smile. Sometimes when you smile, that just invites. I've been told that, you know, the vibes you give out is the vibes that you get in. If you are looking to be a victim and you're walking around wanting to be rejected, guess what? I've been told by the missus, and she's pretty smart. It's proven out. It's a lot of stuff she said. I should have been listening to her a long time ago. Yes. And I'd probably be a whole lot better off. But anyhow, I'm learning. This old dog is learning new tricks. But anyhow, what I've been told and what I've found to be true is if you are putting out bad vibes, say you were putting out nobody likes me, everybody hates me, I'm going to eat some worms. People bring you worms. Not literally, but they'll come and treat you bad. If you want to be a victim, you want to be rejected, people pick up on that vibe. And a lot of times you get what you ask for. So be careful what you ask for. So if you get the mindset of you are in a group or an activity or something and you are looking for folks of like mind to hang out with, just think about that in your old thinker and be smiling, be happy, put out a good vibe that you are looking to find folks. I'm not talking about the law of attraction where you just manifest. I'm just talking about the law principles that God Almighty has put into play that spirit can or vibe vibrations and all that. I'm not talking about woo-woo stuff. I'm talking about just, I don't know what you'd call it, scientific physics. I don't know. That's the way life is. Life's principles or from the beginning of creation of man, whatever you want to talk about. But there's something about just putting out good vibes. You know, if I've had times when I'm not even saying a word and I'm in a good mood. People say, "Why are you in such a good mood? Why are you smiling so much? What's going on?" I want some of that. So I'm just saying, if you go to groups, even if you don't want to be the life of the party or the conversational starter person, you can just show up and have a nice attitude with a good big smile, and you'll be surprised that people will bring themselves over to you and shake your hand or want to introduce themselves and say, "Hi, my name is so-and-so. What's your name? How long you been coming here?" And you know how we get started with friendships, and then you start a friendship, and then you can start building your new family. Yeah, how about that? I just thought I would give that 2 cents in there. Hopefully it's worth a little more than that for those of you that are alone, that are looking for family, that desire to have a group of people that you want to hang out with. If you like online things, if you're really, really shy, then you can go online and have the groups and stuff. Try to find local groups, because when you get comfortable enough with folks, you might want to meet up with them. And you got to be careful, because, you know, the online thing, you got to find out if they're real people. And who you're talking to is who you're talking to. And when they say they're so-and-so, so in this age, and you want to make sure they are who they say they are. You don't want to be surprised when you go to have a meeting, and you do want to meet up in public. Just a word to the wise there. Anyhow, yeah. But if you want to do that first, be cautious and not just go show up places. But if you enjoy certain things like plays and music, and you like activities, and maybe swimming. There's public pools all over the place, or the beaches, or lakes, or I don't know what you like to do. And if you start taking lessons or something, you might find people that are taking lessons to learn the same thing you are, whether it's a class in how to type or class, you still have typewriters, baby boomers, or, you know, use the computer or pottery classes or painting or how to dance, how to play the piano, how to play a banjo or guitar. You'll just find people that are doing the same thing. You can build friendships and then you can build your family. How about that? So if you think family is important and you don't have a physical family, but you sure would like to have close-knit folks that you could say, oh, that's my family, then that's some ideas for you to implement. I hope that did help you today. If you're in that situation, and if you're not in that situation and you do know some folks that you think this might help, you could share this podcast with them. And by the way, if you'd like to subscribe, you can subscribe to Bobby the Boomer. If you haven't already, please do. And that way, every time a new episode comes out, you'll be notified and you won't miss a single one, not even one. And if you want to listen to past episodes, you can go to the platform of your listening pleasure that you're on now, and you can go to the show notes. You go look up or down, scroll up or down, and give all the past episodes, gives a little title, a little bit of show notes, and it'll tell you what I was talking about in that episode. You can download it for your listening convenience at your time or convenient time that you want to listen to it, or you can listen to it live if you got the time to listen to it right away. Yeah, and if you want to rate me, you can go ahead and do that too. I know iTunes has a 1 to 5 rating system. 1 is the lowest, 5 is the highest. You give me whatever you think I deserve, and I'll be okay with whatever. If you want to add a little constructive criticism, as soon as I get access to that, I'll see what you're saying. I'm still, yeah, for those that have been listening for a while and been waiting for that Bobby the Boomer website and fan page and Twitter thingy and all that, I'm working on it, but I'm working. So when I get home, I ain't no spring chicken. I guess I get a little tired when I get home from a hard day at the old JOB, especially with what's been going on lately at the old JOB. And by the way, you can listen to those episodes. And I got another one coming up pretty soon called Irony, talking about the weird stuff that's going on at the old JOB. Anyhow, tune in for that one. And that's what I have for you today. I hope it helped you in some way, and I do hope you'll come back for the next Bobby the Boomer Show. And until then, I'll just say goodbye and God bless.